The Mishnah tells us on Daf Chav Tes, Samad Aleph, Kol Mitzvos HaBen Al Ha'ov. The Mishnah starts talking about the Chiyuv Mitzvos of children and parents and who's responsible for what. And at the end of the Mishnah we're told, Kol Mitzvos HaSei Shazman Grama, Anashim Chayavim V'Nashim Peturos. A Mitzvos HaSei Shazman Grama, Mitzvah which, as Rashi defines it, Shehazman Gorim La Shatavo, that the time is gorim it to occur, the mitzvah. We generally refer to as time-bound mitzvahs. Any mitzvah sasei shazman grama, nashim are potter, anashim are chayev. But a mitzvah sasei shelo hazman grama, something that's not time-bound, so then anashim and nashim are chayev, and that's by mitzvah sasei. And by mitzvah slo sasei, everybody's chayev in mitzvah slo sasei, nothing to talk about, doesn't matter if it's time-bound or not. And there are three exceptions of mitzvos lo sase that women are not chayiv in. Baal takif, baal tashchis, and baal tatame lemesim. Those are the three exceptions of mitzvos lo sase that women are not chayiv in. But all other mitzvos lo sase, everybody's chayiv in. But mitzvos ase, we have a chiluk. Time-bound, women are pater. Non-time-bound, women are chayiv. Okay, this is the famous call of mitzvos ase shazman grama. The Ramban, commenting on the Gemara a few blot later on Daf Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara is trying to determine what is the definition of a mitzvah sase shazman grama. So what are examples, excuse me? And the Brisa here brings examples. Sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis are examples of mitzvah sase shazman grama. Sukkah is dafka on sukkahs. Lulav is dafka on sukkahs. Shofar is dafka on Rosh Hashanah. Those are all examples of one type of time-bound. What's the time-bound? It's seasonal. It's time-bound in the sense that it's a mitzvah only certain times of the year. There are certain dates. Sukkot, lulav. So, if we get to Tishrei, and we're on Tesvav Tishrei, Tezayin Tishrei, so then we have chiyuvim of sukkahs, of a sukkah, of a lulav. Shofar is going to dafka be on Rosh Hashanah. It's time-bound in the sense of the calendar, the seasons. There are other types of mitzvos asei, Shazman Grama, and that's the end of the list here of the Brisa. Tzitzis, tefillin. Tefillin, for instance, is a mitzvah that we don't do at night, we only do it during the day. It's also something that we don't do on Shabbos, we don't do on Yontif. Therefore, that's not time bound in terms of the season, in terms of the calendar, but that's time bound within a day. That there's certain hours of the day we do it, certain hours of the day we don't do it. So the Brisa here brings two types, two sugim of mitzvos asei Shazman Grama. And then we're told, what are the mitzvos asei Shelo Hazman Grama? So we get examples like a mezuzah. We don't talk about kissing the mezuzah. We're talking about having a mezuzah on your wall. You have to have a mezuzah on your house. Makeh. You have to have a fence around your roof. If you have a roof that's a flat roof and someone could fall from it, so you have to put up a makeh. You have to put up a fence. Hashavas aveda, shiluach hakein. These are not time bound. They're not seasonal. They're not only specific times during the day. It's interesting. Like by shiluach hakein, so they say that during the day the father sits on the egg and at night the mother sits on the egg. So technically, you only do the mitzvah shiluach hakein at night. Again, I'm not sure if that's for all birds. Certainly for the birds that I've encountered here in Eretz Yisrael, like the pigeons that we have all over the place, that's what they say, that it's only the mother sitting on the egg at night. But even if that would be the case for all types of birds, that wouldn't make it a mitzvah shazman grama. If you have a mother sitting on the egg during the day, you'd be chayav to do the mitzvah as well. There's no limitation to doing it at night. It's not time bound. It just happens to be that that's the mitzvahs generally. But these are mitzvahs that, right, we wouldn't say, oh, I'm away, I don't have a house, I go away for the summer, so I'm not really in my house, I don't really have a chiyuv mezuzah. There's always a chiyuv mezuzah. Day, night, this time of year, that time of year. So, those are examples of mitzvahs asei shelo hazman grama. Now, the Ramban picks up on this, and the Ramban in his commentary in Kiddushin says, is this really an exhaustive list? I mean, there are many things that were left out. And sure enough, the Ramban ends up concluding that this is not an exhaustive list. This is just these are just examples of mitzvos asei shelo hazman grama. In fact, the Ramban says that we could tell from the wording, because if it would have been an exhaustive list, we would have been told, Elu hein mitzvos asei shelo hazman grama. It doesn't say Elu hein, these are the mitzvos asei shelo hazman grama. It just says, mitzvos asei shelo hazman grama, mezuzah, makas. So the Ramban interprets this to be kigon. These are examples, but this is not the full list. And sure enough, the Ramban, to prove his point, tells us a whole list of mitzvos asei shelo hazman grama that are left off the list. So he tells us, for instance,
kibur avoim or mora avoim.
That's not time bound. Now, obviously, if you don't have parents, if your parents have passed away, so you no longer have the chiyuv. But that doesn't mean, although there is a discussion about kavod and mora achar misa of kodem misa. But leaving that aside for now, the point is that these are mitzvos that are knowing all the time, theoretically. So we've got kibur avoim, bikurim, chala, kisoy adam, reishis hagez, matanos kehuna, Sfiris Omer, Prika, Teina, Pigeon, Petr Chamor. So lots of examples here. Taking challah off of your dough, covering the blood after you've shechted a chaya, giving the first shearings to the Kohen. Again, that is seasonal, Reishis Hagez, in the sense that it's only going to be a mitzvah when you're shearing your sheep. And l'chor, there's a time in the year when people generally shear their sheep. But that doesn't make it a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. It's mitzvah saseh lo hazman grama. Reishis Hagez, Prikut Ina, unloading a animal that's weighed down by the burden on its back, or that's Prika, Tiina is helping load up the animal, Petr Chamor, many mitzvos the Ramban has here in his list. Now the question that this list, this seemingly innocuous list of mitzvos HaSeisha Lo Hazman Grama, there is something on this list which is very strange, and what's that? Sfiris Omer. What is Sfiris Omer doing on this list? Sfiris HaOmer seems to be a great example of a mitzvah saseh shahadzman groma. Why does the Ramban put Sfiris HaOmer on the list of mitzvos that are mitzvah saseh shelo hazman groma? Indeed, if I asked you what's the time of doing the mitzvah Sfiris HaOmer, you would tell me, well, it starts on Tezayin in Nisan, the second day of Pesach, Tezayin, the night after the first day, after Tezvav is over, when Tezayin begins, that night is when the mitzvah begins. And you can only do that mitzvah that day, and then there's another day, and after 50 days, the mitzvah's over. Whether he holds it's one mitzvah, or whether he holds it's an independent mitzvah, it wouldn't make a difference, because it's still time bound. If it's an independent mitzvah for one day to count, it's only that day. It's only Tezayin Nisan. It's only Yud Zayin Nisan. It's only Yud Ches Nisan. And if you hold it's all one mitzvah, okay, so it's this 50-day period, 49-day period. It's no other time period in the year. So the Chol Resfiris Omer is a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Why does the Ramban count it as mitzvah saseh shalo hazman grama? We would have also noted, perhaps, that it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama because of when you can count. There is a discussion about whether the mitzvah of Ketziras HaOmer and Sfiris HaOmer is only at night or during the day. That's why the Chachila we count at night. If we forget to count at night, we paskin b'di'eved, we can count during the day, but we do it without a bracha. Why is it only b'di'eved? Because there are shitas that the mitzvah of Ketziras HaOmer and Sfiris HaOmer is only at night. We paskin like the Rambam that it's kosher b'di'eved during the day as well, and that's why we continue to count. If we forgot to count at night, we continue to count during the day. But certainly, midin tamimos, it's better to count at night anyway. Notice that you're counting the full day. And so that also would have limited it and made it, I'd say, shazman grama, because it's only at night. We don't paskin that way. So in terms of time of day, we're clear. It's a mitzvah all day. But in terms of seasonal, when during the year you're able to do it, it's not something that's shaykh all year, like the mitzvah of Prika and Te'ina, or like the mitzvah of Shiloh HaKein, or like the mitzvah of Mezuzah. Rather, it seems much more similar to Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar. It's something that's time-bound in terms of the season. So why does the Ramban count it as a mitzvah? So there are those who say that there was a Toh Sofer, that the Ramban didn't really write Sfiris HaOmer. Maybe he wrote like Samach Ayin, or Samach Heayin, and it means something else. I didn't get a chance to look it up, but I think in the Moadim Malacha of Rav Zevin, I think he has a discussion here about that maybe there's a Toh Sofer in the Ramban. However, the Avnei Nezer in a tshuva addresses this Ramban, and the Avnei Nezer was asked, what's pshat with this Ramban? So the Avnei Nezer says the following answer. What he says is, it's true, it's a pella that the Ramban writes that it's a mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman groma. He says, but maybe the Ramban holds a unique definition of what it means a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. He says as follows. Maybe let's just say the pashas from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says, maybe the reason why the Ramban says it's not an saseh shazman grama, this is the pashas from the Avnei Nezer, we'll see that maybe it's deeper than this. But what does the Avnei Nezer seem to say? Anyone read the Avnei Nezer? What does the Avnei Nezer seem to say? Why would one say that Sfiris HaOmer, women are chayavim, it's not an mitzvah saseh shazman grama? That's what he says at the end. That's in terms of that issue. Morning versus night. What about in terms of the calendar issue? Because it's not caused by the Zman, it's caused by the Yontif. What does that mean it's caused by the Yontif? So what the Avni Nezer says, he says, there's no calendar date listed in the Torah of when you're supposed to count Sfiras Omer. In fact, the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, lo tol satar of Zman atzmo, it's not even really tully on when you bring the Karban Omer. Rather, it's called Mimachras HaShabbos, from the day after Yontif. In Kain Ein Zman Tes Zayin B'Nisan Gorein, it's not time-bound, because if I asked you, why is Sfiras Omer time-bound? Time-bound, you might say, well, what do you mean? There's a date. Tes Zayin B'Nisan is when you start counting the Omer. No, that's not when you start counting. You start counting after Yontif, the day after the first day of Yontif, the second day of Yontif. And therefore, by the Torah connecting it to the Yontif, maybe means that Sfiras Omer is not an independent mitzvah, but Sfiras Omer is a Yontif mitzvah. Just like we have on Pesach, mitzvos, like eating matzah, and eating maror, and Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there's also a mitzvah called Sfiras Omer. And the Torah says, when's that mitzvah? It's part of the Yontif. There are mitzvahs that are on the first day of Pesach, and there are mitzvahs that start on the second day of Pesach. And therefore, says the Avnei Nezer, hello, kol mitzvos HaShabbos, they mean Tzir Pesach, because that's what the Torah calls Pesach in this context, noshim or chayavos, Pesach, matzo, mara. Just like women, right? Let me ask you a question. Are women chayav in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach? Are women chayav in the mitzvah of matzah? Are women chayav in the mitzvah of mara? Are women chayav in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The answer is yes, 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 yes. Why? Isn't it a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? So we have special limudim to be mechayev noshim in these mitzvos. So therefore, just like there are special gzeiros hakosuvs to be mechayev women in the mitzvos of Pesach, so Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah of Pesach. As he says, Hu adin Omer, iata yachol apotra machmas shizman yont of gomra. Kevin Shekol Mitzvah Shibiyont of Nashin Chayavos. So the pashtus of what the Avnei Nezer is saying, pashtus, is that don't look at Sfiras Omer as a mitzvah that starts on Tes Zayin Nisan. It's a Yontiv mitzvah. It's a Pesach mitzvah. And therefore, just like the women are Chayiv in the mitzvahs of Pesach, even though it's Man Grama, but we have specially moved them to include them, so too women are Chayiv in the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. In a slightly similar formulation, the Divrei Malkiyo writes that the same Sfara, just instead of putting it onto Pesach, he puts it onto Shavuos. And he says, what's the idea of the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to count them towards Shavuos. And therefore, since they're chayiv in the mitzvah of Shavuos, they're chayiv in Yontif. Even though Yontif is a mitzvah sasei shazman grama, maybe a woman's not chayiv to keep Shavuos. No, women are chayiv in Shavuos. So therefore, just like they're chayiv in Dinei Shavuos, memela they're also chayiv in the mitzvah of Sfira, because Sfira is connected to the mitzvah of Shavuos. So if this is the Pshat in the Avnei Nezer and the Divrei Malkiyo, that it's a Pesach mitzvah, or it's a Shavuos mitzvah, and therefore that's the Pshat in the Ramban, is that a good explanation for the Ramban, or not a good explanation? So far it seems like very nice, it worked it out. Good or not? Kacha, kacha? Why is it good? Oh. So, what it sounds like, the Avnei Nezer is saying, is Enochanami. It's a mitzvah sasei shazman grama. Let me ask you a question. I'll take a step back. Is matzah mitzvah sasei shazman grama?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. Are women chayev? Yeah. Yes. Why? It's a special limud. Is it because it's not a mitzvah sasei shazman grama? In other words, if you were putting it on the list of mitzvah sasei shazman grama or mitzvah sasei shelo hazman grama, where would you put matzah? Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. It happens to be women are chayiv in it. But not because it's not a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. It is a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama. It happens to be women are chayiv. So the Ramban is telling me a list of mitzvos that are lo Hazman Grama. And he puts Sfiras Omer on the list. So Phil, don't tell me Pshat in the Ramban is that no, women are chayiv because it's a Pesach Mitzvah and they're chayiv in all the Pesach Mitzvahs, they're chayiv in this also. That doesn't explain or justify the Ramban's classification of it as a mitzvah sasei shelo hazman grama. That just explains to me why women are chayev. You hear what I'm saying, Ravi? So I don't think this is a good explanation for why the Ramban counted this as a mitzvah saseh shelo azman grama. It's a nice explanation about what women, why women might be chayev. But it's not an explanation for why it's a mitzvah saseh shelo azman grama. So it must be that the Avnei Nezer means something deeper than this. There must be something else going on here. Because again, we're trying to justify how one can call Sfiras HaOmer a mitzvah saseh which is not time bound. Not trying to explain why it's time bound, but yet women are chayev anyway. Like matzah. Or like Sifur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Those are time bound, but women are chayev. That's not what we're trying to do. We're trying to explain why it's not called a time bound mitzvah. So to answer this question, we have to address something else, which is on the Ramban's list, which also is strange and should have surprised you. And what's that? What other mitzvahs on the Ramban's list of mitzvot aseh, shelo hazman grama, and yet I'm not so sure it should be there. Why tefillin? First of all, is that on the Ramban's list?
No,
it was on the Bryce's list. Give me something on the Ramban's list. Bikurim. Very good. What is the Mishnah? Well, I'll ask you. There's a mitzvah of Bikurim. There's actually two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to bring Bikurim. It's a discussion. In one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. Let's just say for now, two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to bring Bikurim, and another mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, to say Psukim connected to Bikurim. So regarding these mitzvahs, or this mitzvah, really not our issue right now, of bringing Bikurim and saying a statement. So the Mishnah in Bikurim tells us, from Atzeres, what's Atzeres? What's Atzeres? That's Shmini Atzeres. What's Atzeres? Shavuos. From Shavuos ad HaChag, what's the Chag? Sukkis. From Shavuos until the Chag. So Shavuos is coming up. So from the beginning of the summer until the end of the summer, or the beginning of fall. From the beginning of the summer until the beginning of the fall, from Shavuos until Sukkis, that's the time when you're Mevi and Koreh. You bring your Bikurim and you say these Psukim. Arami Oved Avi, you say all the Psukim. From Sukkis until Chanukah, you're Mevi, but you're not Koreh. And from Chanukah and on, that's it. You can't bring the Bikurim anymore. So whether the Ramban is talking about the mitzvah of Havas Bikurim, or whether he's talking about the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, or if he holds it in one mitzvah, so talking about that one mitzvah, is Bikurim time-bound or not? Seems pretty clear that it is. The time of bringing the Bikurim is from Shavuos until Sukkis, or until Chanukah, but certainly from Chanukah, from mid-December, end of Kislev, until Shavuos, you don't bring Bikurim, and you don't do Mikra Bikurim, for sure already at that point. You already don't do Mikra Bikurim starting from Sukkis. So how can the Ramban say that that's not a mitzvah saseh, shazman grama? How can he consider that? So you're going to say there's another Tos Ofer? You want to say there's a Tos Ofer for Sfiras HaOmer? Okay, maybe he wrote like Rashi Tevos, Samach Hei Ayin, and it really is supposed to be something else. Maybe. But what, Bikurim, there happens to be another Tos Ofer in this Ramban? That would be very strange. That would be very strange. So what's Pshat? How can he count Bikurim as a mitzvah saseh in Azman Grama? It's Barur Azman Grama. That's number one. But it's deeper than that. The Achronim ask on the Mishnah. The Mishnah itself says, a woman is pater from the mitzvah of Bikurim. Why? Because in those psukim, part of the psukim is that you say, Ha'adama shenasatali. I'm thanking Hashem. Bikurim is all about Hakaras HaTov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We take our first fruits, we bring them in a beautiful ceremony to Yerushalayim, and we make this whole statement about my forefather was a wandering Aramean, and now look what happened, we came to Eretz Yisrael, all the bounty, Baruch Hashem, thank you Hashem for giving me this wonderful land. The problem is the women can't say that line about the land. This is an issue about whether women are chayiv in benching, midzioraisa, right? Bris, aretz, there are things that they can't say. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael was lo nischalka l'noshim. The noshim didn't have, it wasn't it was broken up by the shvatim. And not the women, okay, there's a discussion about slavcha, there's a discussion. But Mikra Adin, the women were not given a nachal in Eretz Yisrael. They can't say the adama asher nasata li. So how are they able to say Bikurim? That's what the Mishnah says. Before I take Matt's question, you ask the kasha on the Mishnah.
Why is the Mishnah pottering women from the mitzvah Bikurim? Because they can't say Adama Shana Satnali. Isn't there a much more fundamental reason, Elisha, why women are potter from the mitzvah Bikurim? What's the more fundamental reason? It's mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. Why does the Mishnah say I'm potter because they can't say Adama Shana Satnali? Tepuk Le Mishum. But it's mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma. The Achronim, all ask on this Mishnah. The Baal Mishnah Rishon, the Shagas Aryeh, in Terei Evan. So we have two big kashas. How can Ramban count the Kurim as the mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama? Hare, it's explicit there is a set time, and that from Chanukah until Shavuos, you can't bring the Kurim. Question number one. Question number two. Why does the Mishnah itself, forget the Ramban, why does the Mishnah potter women from the mitzvah of Bikurim because they can't say Adama Shana Satali? Hare, there's a greater reason why women are potter. Because it's the mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama. So to answer these two questions, yeah, Matt, you had a question?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that we say that the Kriya is not actually a mitzvah, it's not Ma'akev. So why is that?
I think that the Kriya is not Ma'akev the mitzvah of Havah. But there's a separate mitzvah, perhaps, called Kriya. But even if we forget about Kriya right now.
No, but I'm saying generally, it's a question of mission.
Oh, you want to know in general?
Yeah. Yeah. Why would you say you can't do Abba? Kriya is not needed for Abba.
You're right. There are times that we do Abba without Kriya. From Sukkot until Chanukah, you do Abba without Kriya.
No, but even if you happen to be, even if you bought it from Shavuot into Sukkot.
Are you asking about a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking about a woman.
Yeah, why do we say that she's part of it, but she's going to be Kriya from Ma'akev anyway?
Good question. Are we talking there about the mitzvah of Kriya or the mitzvah of Havah? I thought we were talking about the mitzvah of Kriya.
There's two separate mitzvahs, but the actual mitzvah.
No, I'm saying the mission that potters women, it's pottering her from the mitzvah of Kriya, isn't it?
But it's, I don't know. I can't remember the exact question.
I will check up the Mishnah. Oh, thank you very much. Good. I think we'll look it up quickly. Do we have Zeram here? Yeah, I don't see Aleph here. All right, we'll take a look. I think that the mission there was pottering from the mitzvah of Kriya. Okay, so we have the two kashas about Bikurim. Yeah, Phil, you're with me? You have the two kashas? Good. So, what's the answer? So we're going to answer this question with this. Hopefully, get a very important yisod that we'll be able to use for Sfiras Omer. The Terei Evan, the Shagas Aryeh, and the Sefer Terei Evan. So the Terei Evan says a very yisodistic definition of what a mitzvah saseh shazman grama is. It says the Terei Evan that the reason why nobody is considering Bikurim as a mitzvah saseh shazman grama is because a mitzvah saseh shazman grama is something that is dependent only on a specific time in the day, in the year. It's absolutely and only time-bound. But something that has another factor determining its chiyuv, in addition to time or in place of time, obviously, is not going to be considered time-bound. So what does that mean? So he says, what's the reason why you can't bring Bikurim after Chanukah? What's the reason why the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim is from Shavuos until Chanukah? And he says, because the Pasuk says, Usmachta b'chol hatov. You're going to bring the Bikurim and you're going to be happy with all of the good that you have. So Chazal learned, what's the Zman Simcha? You only bring Bikurim to Zman Simcha. What's the Zman Simcha? When you're harvesting. When's the harvest? The harvest starts at Shavuos time and it goes until Chanukah at the latest. That's the end of the Simcha time. And therefore, says the Terei Evan, the reason the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim is from Shavuos until Chanukah is not because that's the time of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not time-bound in that it says anywhere the time starts at Shavuos and it ends at Chanukah. Rather, the mitzvah is dependent on whenever there is simcha in the harvest. And the harvest happens to go from Shavuos until Chanukah. But Lu Yitzuyer, theoretically, if your harvest was extending beyond Chanukah, so theoretically you could continue to bring Bikurim even after Chanukah. That would be very interesting. I wonder, I'm not sure what the halachic literature says about this, But if you live in the other hemisphere, where the harvest is at a different time, are you bound to do Bikurim, Dafka, between Shavuos and Chanukah? Or do you follow the Zman Simcha of the agricultural reality that you're in? Al Pi Pashtus, according to the Turei Aben, you would. Because this is not a time-bound mitzvah. It is incorrect to say that Bikurim's time is from Shavuos, from a few days into Sivan, until Chanukah, the last few days of Kislev. That would be wrong to connect it to the calendar. Rather, the mitzvah, the time of the mitzvah is the Zman HaSimcha of the harvest. And that's not time-bound in the classic sense of time. It's the time of the harvest. There's an event that's going on, and the mitzvah is supposed to coincide with that event. But it's not time-bound in the classic sense. This is the Yesod. And in fact, he also says, what's the reason why after Chanukah you can't bring it anymore? So he says, sorry, I just want to clarify just to be exactly Miduyak. From Shavuos until Sukkos, the only time, reason you're able to be makir bikurim, you're only allowed to say the statements, is because of the issue of Simcha. The issue of Simcha is connected to the Kriya, and therefore from Shavuos until Sukkos, let me just write it down so we have it clear. Shavuos comes, then we have Sukkos, then we have Chanukah, and then we're done. So Shavuos to Sukkos is the time where you can do the Hava and the Kriya, because the Kriya, not the Hava, the Kriya is connected to Zman Simcha. And Zman Simcha is only until Sukkos. That's the end of the harvest. That's what we're celebrating on Sukkos. The end of the harvest. Sukkos until Chanukah you could still bring, but you can't do the Kriya because it's not Simcha anymore. The Kriya is until then. And how come the Hava, the bringing, ends at Chanukah? Why can't you bring it all year round? The mitzvah of Kriya is totally on the Zman Simcha. And that's why the Kriya is only from Shavuos to Sukkos. How come you can continue to bring, you can't continue to bring all year round? Why does it stop at Chanukah? For that we have a different din. It's not a time. It's a din. What's the din? Because the Pasuk says, Asher Tavi Me'artzecha. You're bringing the Bikurim from your land. So Gemara Darshans, it's only when you still have your fruits in your land that you can do the mitzvah. Because you're bringing it Me'artzecha. However, if there's no longer any of that fruit in the field, Bikurim is dafka for fruit. If there's dafka for the Shavas Amin. If there's no longer Rimonim in the fields, then you can't bring anymore. So there's a time period for the mitzvah of bringing also. There's a time period for the Kriya, which is Zman Simcha, when you're harvesting. Shavuos until Sukkos. There's also a time for the bringing. That's until when? Until Chanukah. But that's only because at Chanukah there's no longer Rimonim in the fields. So again, we see that it's not time-based. It's not a time. It's not like they said, oh, the Torah says you can bring until Chaf Hei Kislev, Chanukah, and then you're done. No. The Torah says, Asher Tavi Me'artzecha, and we darshan from there that as long as it's in the field, you can continue to bring it. And the Mishnah tells us, when does that end? That ends at Chanukah. But the Dioraisa formulation is not that it's until Chanukah. The Dioraisa formulation is it's called Zman that there's stuff in your field. So any time a mitzvah is not time-bound in the calendar or the hour sense, but is dependent on some type of other activity going on in your life, so that's not considered mitzvah saseh shazman grama. This is the Chiddush of the Turei Aben. I want you to read it inside tonight in Chazara. But he says, Eino zman hava, eino mitzad atzman shel hayomim. It's not the actual dates which are goreim she'enon b'nei hava. Ela dover acher goreim lohem. Something external, something else. She'en mitzuyin al p'nei hasada, that they're no longer found in the fields. V'lo potran akasav min hava mitzad atzman shel yomim. El mitzad dover acher. This is the definition of the Shagas Aryeh of what is considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, or mitzvah saseh shlo azman grama. And that's how he's able to justify both the inclusion of Bikurim on the Ramban's list of mitzvah saseh shlo azman grama and the Mishnah's tour of Noshim from the mitzvah of Kriya, because they can't say Hadamash and Asatali, and not because of the reason of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So we've got down the Yisod. Beautiful. So now we can apply the Yisod to Sfiras HaOmer. And this is what the Divrei Yechezkel does. It's our second Divrei Yechezkel this year. In the past few days. The Divrei Yechezkel had that Chakira about Shavu Kesef to Kesef. The Divrei Yechezkel says, perhaps that's the Pshat in the Ramban about Sfiras HaOmer. Maybe Sfiras HaOmer is not time-bound. And this perhaps is what the Avni Nezer was getting at. Sfiras HaOmer is not considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Not because, oh, it's really a Pesach mitzvah, but because the bringing of the Omer is not a calendar date. But rather, the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is not a calendar date, but rather it's connected to when we bring the Karban Omer. When we bring the Karban Omer, so then we start to count till the Shnei Alechem. But it's not time-bound in the classical sense that it's calendar date, but it's time-bound, or it's bound in the sense to another mitzvah. When you do the mitzvah of Havasa Omer, so then you start to count the Omer. So it's bound to a specific time, but again, because of another factor, not just because of calendar times, but it's event-based, exactly. And once you do the mitzvah of Havasa Omer, so then you would have the chiyuv to start counting the Omer. And therefore, Sfiras HaOmer would not be considered a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. In Achanami, Havos Omer might be. But Sfiras HaOmer, which is dependent on Havos HaOmer, would not be. I'll just be ma'orer ha'ara. We discussed last time in terms of the machlokas, Rambam, and other Rishonim about whether the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer nowadays is the oraisa or not. That might be tully on whether the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer is built upon the mitzvah of Havos HaOmer. If you learn the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer is built on Havas HaOmer, then nowadays the mitzvah only needs the Rabbanah. But if it's not dependent on Havas HaOmer, then maybe it's the Oraisa nowadays. So this question that we're discussing right now might be dependent on that. Is Sfiras HaOmer time-bound? No, it's not time-bound. It's event-based. What event? The mitzvah of Havas HaOmer. Well, that itself is a question. So we're just making that ha'ara. The Ha'alef Lecha Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, writes the same svara in order to explain why he thinks women are theoretically chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Lavana. There's a discussion brought down up in Kabbalah, should women do the mitzvah of Kiddush Lavana? But theoretically, Shlomo Kluger argues that women are chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaLavana. What's pshat? Isn't that such a great example of something that's time-bound? You only do Kiddush Lavana once a month for a certain amount of days. Isn't that time-bound? So Shlomo Kluger wants to apply this same logic to that mitzvah. He says, there's no date. It's not that you can start on day one and you can go until day 15. Or you can start on day 3 of the month or 8 of the month and go until day 15 of the month. It's really a mitzvah that's dependent on the stages of the moon. When the moon is still in the waxing stage, when it's still getting larger, again, we know the moon doesn't get larger, but our ability to see the moon is increasing. So that's when you have a chiyuv. Let me give you the lashon. I meant to put it on your source sheet, but I'll give you the lashon. He says, a mitzvah saseh shazman grama is only when guf ha-mitzvah is shayach b'chol yom hashana. And the minia is not mikoach hazman. Sorry, it's when the guf mitzvah is shayach, and the minia, what's preventing you from doing the mitzvah, is mikoach hazman. That's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. However, the levana, what? Rav Kluger. Shlomo Kluger. Aval by the moon, the minia to do the mitzvah of kiddush halevana is not based on Zman, rather it's Mikoach Guf HaLevana. And therefore, and you're not Shayach Levarech when it's already getting smaller. And therefore, since the Minia, that which is preventing you from doing the mitzvah, is not Mikoach HaZman, it's not time-based, but rather it's moon-based, so therefore we wouldn't call this a mitzvah saseh Shazman Grama. So, what could have been thought of as a Toh Sofer could emerge as a major machlokas Rishonim about how to define mitzvah saseh shazman grama. B'chinuch, and the Rambam, who counts Sfiras Omer as a mitzvah saseh as man grama. So l'chora, they're learning that it doesn't matter if it's time bound. Anything that's bound to a specific time, even if it's also due to an event during that time, is called mitzvah saseh shas man grama. But the Ramban perhaps learns like this unique formulation of the Shagas Aryeh and accepted also by the Pfluger, and perhaps this also was the Pshat in the Avnei Nezer. I want you to go back to the Avnei Nezer tonight and see, is this what the Avnei Nezer is saying? There's Dukim Lakan Lakan in the Avnei Nezer. But we have here a radical redefinition of what a mitzvah saseh shazman grama is, and the nafka mina would be both Bikurim and Sfiras HaOmer. Okay. Masha?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay, great. I would like to spend a little